Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now from Yankee Spanish Radio, a guy who has been watching this crap day in, day out, all season long, and good enough to get up and give us a couple of minutes because he's got a late night ahead of him, is the one and only Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, good morning. How are you?
Oh, Jerry, I thought you wanted to talk Cowboys-Eagles. Oh, really, the Yankees?
Well, you know, it's funny. So it's funny you say that. I will see you on that Thursday night because I am doing that game with Brian Baldinger for Compass Media Network, so I have to walk in and say hello on that Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely, we'll have a little dinner together in the wonderful Eagle dining room.
We will dine together. I like that. So, I would love to talk Cowboys Eagles, but we're not going to do that now.
No, I know.
Make this team make sense, please, because you know I watch almost every night the same way I do with the Mets. I try to see every pitch of most of these games, even if it's on fast forward in the morning before the Boomer and Geo program. And I opened the show this morning just like confused by the baseball season in general. But this team, like you watch it every day. What are the 2025 mm-hmm. New York Yankees?
I wish I could tell you because I am just as flabbergasted at times by this team's performance on the field and mental approach to the game as you or any one of the fans are. I think Giancarlo Stanton's quote to one of the reporters after yesterday's game is correct in one word. It's unacceptable. This is a stretch where they go on the road, they sweep the five games on the road, they dominate in both St. Louis and Tampa. They almost let one get away in Tampa, but they were to get it in extra innings and get back with a 5-0 road trip. And here they are with the Red Sox right in front of them. They had passed the Red Sox in the loss column by a couple of games. And three-fourths of the way into this weekend, now the Red Sox have passed them back again, and they're a game up in the loss column over the Yankees with one more to play tonight. This is starting to remind me, for Yankee fans that remember, the four-game sweep that the Yankees had at Fenway Park many, many years ago. I can still see the picture of Carl Yastrzemski leaning up against the green monster in left field just out of pure frustration when the Yanks went up and just blew their doors off. And the Yankees, Jerry, have more errors in this series than runs scored. Think about that. Yeah. They've got 5 errors and 4 runs in the first 3 games against the Boston Red Sox. They have got to find a way to beat these good teams. They lost. This is at Yankee Stadium now. Let's not even think about on the road. At Yankee Stadium this year, they have lost series to the Chicago Cubs, to the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is they have lost series at home to all the teams that they may at some point, who knows, face in the postseason in both leagues. They have lost the season series to Toronto. There's no tiebreaker there. They've lost the season series now to the Boston Red Sox. There's no tiebreaker there. The only team that the Yankees, of the playoff contenders, that the Yankees have the tiebreaker against are the Seattle Mariners. Up to now, they have lost 2 out of 3 to Houston. Granted, they still have to go and play the Astros. Would it be right after Labor Day? They have a 3-game series in Houston. But they still have a bunch of games left against the White Sox and the Orioles and the Twins. And I guess I'm looking for a silver lining here, because what the Yankees do is they pummel bad pitching. They really do pummel bad pitching. And we have seen that over and over and over. My issue with this team is how they play against the top shelf teams, against the teams that they may have to face. Look, they're going to go to the playoffs. Does Kansas City or Texas come up from behind and catch them? No, I'm not buying that one bit. The Yankees are going to go to the postseason. I think the only question is, in what capacity? Are they a division winner? Are they a wild card? Are they a wild card that can play at home? Are they, that's the only question out there. They will play October baseball, but this team, defensively, you hear the boos now. I mean, I feel bad for Anthony Volpe yesterday the one play where he throws the ball, over the head of the first baseman late in the ball game, when everything just came, crumbling down on this team. The roof caved in basically in that ninth inning. But this team has got a lot of cleaning up to do in the month of September. Get through these last few dog days of August, but the month of September, they're going to have to turn this on. We've seen it in the past, so it's not like it hasn't happened before. We've seen it where they've collapsed in September in years past. Take the year 2000, but they were able to come through and win the World Series. So we've seen really good Septembers. We've seen some really bad Septembers. But, Jerry, this is, as Giancarlo said yesterday, unacceptable.
No doubt. And we're talking with Ricky Ricardo, Yankee Spanish Radio, and I'm with you. Like, things turn around and can turn around very quickly for any team, especially if they've got the makeup and the right players, and they have those players on this roster. So I do agree with you. When I look back to the last, let's say, 6 weeks, the one series that I always get stuck on, and maybe it was the first time I really thought, maybe this isn't a World Series type of team this year, was the series in Miami, where they got swept by the Marlins. And every day, and I know that first game was wacky and it was high scoring. I don't remember the score, but it was a crazy game. The next day, and I was watching this team, like, the Marlins just swept them. And then to think where we're at now, it's kind of like I look back to that series. And for me, that's kind of where everything kind of started unraveling, the Judge injury. It's been a weird season,
Yeah, that weekend is a microcosm of what we're dealing with right now. You kind of scratch your head. You let games get away. And that was the first series right after the trade deadline. So you had, the new additions came in. None of them really did well that particular weekend. The Marlins were on an upswing. Now they've kind of come back down to earth. They were red hot. The Marlins were probably the hottest team in baseball in the month of July. I think they had the best record in the National League for a good 5-6 week run. And the Yankees caught them at that point. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses or let them down off of this, because they should have easily took 2 out of 3 in that series, especially going to extra innings or late in the game, the ninth, whatever it was, with a lead, and you let it get away with all your new bullpen additions. But no, I agree with you. Look, they've had weekends like that in the past, especially in Tampa. I remember them giving games away. This has not started now. We have seen a lot of this in the last 4 or 5 years, where this team just frustrates the heck out of you. But then at some point, it seems like they kick it in. And I'm hoping beyond hope that this happens again. There is too much talent on this team that they don't kick it in, and the light switch doesn't come on in the month of September, and they start to play a crisp brand of baseball, and the talent cream rises to the top. Now, what I will tell you is that big leaguers, do they need – I keep hearing people say, well, they're terrible at fundamentals. You read this from a lot of the national writers. They don't do the easy, the simple things right. They get doubled off like Wells did the other day, or they don't cover this base. They don't back up here. They don't do this. These are small things that can be corrected. I have seen them do all these drills in spring training. So for people that say, well, Aaron Boone doesn't, stress fundamentals – enough. Look, these coaches, all these guys, the way the game is played today, once you are a major leaguer, there are certain things that you are taught early in the minor leagues that should come to the surface without having to be reinforced. But a lot of these mistakes that we're watching and we see made on a daily basis almost, you kind of scratch your head and say, hey, did anybody ever teach these guys how to play the game the right way? I can tell you this. In the organization, I have been in Tampa down in the minor leagues. They stress these fundamentals. But sometimes, and I'm not pointing the finger at any one particular person, but there has been lackluster play on the major league level with some mental mistakes that you wouldn't even see some of the kids over in Williamsport, Pennsylvania commit.
Yeah, and so that leads me to what's been a pretty big theme so far with a lot of the callers, and that is accountability. And my answer is, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not in the clubhouse. I'd like to think behind closed doors there is. What would you tell fans that are looking for quote-unquote accountability for mental mistakes, doing things wrong in the wrong spot? You're around it. What do you see?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, Aaron Boone is not the kind of guy that's going to yell and scream on camera or on this radio station or anywhere else and try to berate players. It's just not his style. And if you're waiting for Aaron Boone to change, it's not going to happen. That's who he is. That's his managerial style. He handles things very, very quietly. Now, I've spoken to players one-on-one off the record. And yes, there is accountability. It is done in a very quiet, private way. Brian Cashman said it on these airwaves just a couple of weeks ago. This is a very, very tough market and a very, very tough city to play in. And the last thing a lot of these guys need is, on top of the pressure of playing in New York, to add extra weight to those shoulders by having their, you know, their laundry and their dirty laundry aired on the radio and what they're going to do. Oh, we're going to punish him here. We're going to do this. You know, it just makes it worse, and you're compounding the pressure that's already built in by playing in the city and playing for the greatest franchise in American sports. So it's a thin line. I think there is, look, that they don't run around and just do whatever they want without fear of consequence. There is fear of consequence. It's just something that we don't see out front publicly or on the back of a newspaper or on a radio show here on WFAN. We won't get it. That's not the way they operate. But I do think that sometimes we kind of overblow the fact that there's a lack of accountability or a lack of consequences for making mistakes. That is not as cut and dry as it seems to be.
Ricky Ricardo with us for a few more minutes. All right, so we have seen how great Giancarlo Stanton has been offensively. We know what Judge is dealing with. Not sure when he'll be back in right field. How they have to be in the lineup together. I mean, that's how good they are together.
Yeah.
Can Stanton continue to play right field? I thought, you know, some people were writing that, you know, it was a little shaky yesterday. I thought he was fine yesterday. He catches the ball. He made a good throw to third base. Can he do this if need be for the rest of the season, do you think?
Look, I think Giancarlo Stanton's one heck of an athlete now. Has he been bubble wrapped here for the last few years? Out of fear of injury? Yeah, they've been very, very careful with him. Now, I like watching him. I like him playing in the outfield. It seems to me that when Giancarlo is on the field and playing defense, he's even more involved in the game. And right now, as you mentioned, you know, he is on everything. Even when, you know, look, he's going to strike out. He's a big swinger. But his foul balls, he is right on them. He's hitting balls as hard as anybody does in baseball. His timing right now is October-esque, if you understand what I mean, because he's been so good in the postseason. He's locked in right now, and believe me, that's a good thing, because when you have two threats like Judge and Stanton, and then you can bookend them with a guy like Cody Bellinger, who's been really, really good, this is a lethal, potentially lethal lineup. Do I want Stanton out there 5-6 days a week? Maybe not. But does it bother me to watch him play? And I agree with you, Jerry. I don't think he's as bad as he's made out to be defensively in right field. He's got a heck of an arm, too, and he's a very heady player. Giancarlo Stanton's a quiet guy, but he's a very smart baseball player. He's a very savvy human being. I've gotten to know him pretty well over these years. And the guy is very sharp. And having him out in right field, to me personally, is not a big deal. I actually enjoy watching him, you know, play right field. Sometimes it's almost as if you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, but the other shoe hasn't. So right. I'm okay with it.
We're also damn negative so much with these teams.
Exactly.
You're not wrong. You brought up Volpe. We talked about, you know, a couple of callers have talked about the error in that last inning last night, which had no effect of the game. The last 16, 17 games, he's been pretty good. And I've been one that I firmly believe had they had better play at first base, this would not have been an issue at all this season. I you know, and I partly look to the way Pete Alonso saves his infield all the time with balls in the dirt. Can this team go on to, I know they can get hot for sure. Is the play at first base good enough, Ricky, when you look at plays that aren't made and you know, you're playing Ben Rice at catcher. Sometimes he's at first base. Sometimes Paul Goldschmidt's there. Sometimes Bellinger. It's just so inconsistent. Do they need to figure that position out on a day-to-day basis, or is what they're doing, do you think, sufficient?
Well, for Volpe specifically, I think McMahon's arrival has helped him tremendously. McMahon has got tremendous range, especially to his left. So Volpe can play, he can cheat a little bit, and, you know, we use the word cheat, but he can shade a little bit more towards the second base bag because Ryan McMahon covers so much ground. How many times I've seen a ground ball, a ball hit to the left side of the infield, that I thought Volpe was going to have to make the play on the backhand and have to make a long throw, and McMahon is able to cut in front, make the play, and make a much more easy throw to first base. So he has helped Volpe defensively immensely since he arrived, because that left side of the infield now is a lot better with McMahon and his range to both sides, to his left and to his right. I'm not as concerned about Goldschmidt as I am sometimes about Ben Rice, but let's remember, Ben Rice, this was an experiment last year at first base for a kid that's really a catcher, came through the organization as a catcher, and he's been pretty darn good as a catcher. I think overall he's played a pretty good first base. Now, is he Goldschmidt, who's a Gold Glover? And we've seen Goldschmidt, you know, a couple of guys, not perfect for Pete's sake. But with Goldschmidt at first base, with his glove, he has saved a lot of people, a lot of errors this year with a lot of scoops at first base. He's been a Gold Glover. I trust him. Now, when it's Ben Rice at first and you see some of these throws come, some of the scoopage over at first base with Ben isn't as easy as we may just take for granted with Goldschmidt, but that's the risk you're going to take when you're basically, you know, grooming a guy at first base because you want that bat in the lineup and it's a lethal bat. But, you know, unless you get chest-high throws from everyone, you know, if it's not Goldschmidt at first base, you're always going to be taking a risk. But that's just, that's in general. And I've seen the Yankees do something lately I haven't seen much of. Take infield. Okay, as simple as take infield practice. So they're aware of it. They're trying to do something about it. And hopefully they can get through this season. And let's just hope that defense or base running mistakes in the end don't cost them the ultimate prize.
All right, last one for you, and that is Carlos Rodon tonight gets the start. He's a good season. He's 13 wins, ERA a little bit over 3. Yep. I think really it's been a solid season. But I tell you, they need him in the worst way, though, tonight to avoid this sweep. What do you expect from Rodon tonight?
Well, hopefully, and this is my Carlos has got a tremendous arm. The guy is fearless. I just hope that he doesn't get his pitch count up too high too soon. That's been the bugaboo with Rodon this year. Even when he's been dominant, you look up in the fourth, fifth inning, and he's already at, 80-something pitches sometimes. And you know that magic number of 100 pitches, which I don't know who invented. Once a pitcher is at 98, 102 pitcher, he's got to come out.
I'm with you.
It's a beautiful day. It's, I don't know why a guy can't. If a guy is cruising along.
Thank you.
If he needs to get to 110, 115 pitches, his arm's not going to fall off.
Hallelujah.
Give him the extra inning. But and that's just the way the game is played. It's not just the Yankees. It's across the board. So hopefully Rodon can give them the outing that they need tonight to salvage one of these games. Look, the Nationals are going to come in tomorrow night. 3-game series with Washington. I think they get Mackenzie Gore, who's a really good pitcher in one of the 3 games. But they need to win tonight. You don't want to go into that series after being swept by the Red Sox. Carlos has the mentality tonight against Dustin May, who's, no great shakes. I think the Yankees need to win this game tonight. I think they will win this game tonight. And then they can take their frustrations out on the Nationals coming, during the week.
Ricky, thank you for a few minutes. I love the 100-pitch crap comments. I'm with you on that. And I will see you in a couple of weeks in Philly. Thanks very much.
See you, Jerry.
All right, Ricky Ricardo, Yankee Spanish Radio, in lockstep there with this nonsensical 100-pitch nonsense. When we come back, guys, I appreciate you holding on the phones. We'll get right back to the calls. Also, Steve Berline at noon to talk a little bit of football. We'll get into the NFC East and the Giants and all that stuff. And you guys on the phones, Recco and Formalusis on a Sunday on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.